Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. All right, so let me show you some very interesting things that I've discovered lately with the futures of Binance. Okay, so I can see myself here. I'm just on my Mac here. I'm not using that StreamYard software. All right, so here's some of the advantages that I just sent out to my email list. I've got you I've got you seeing, or will see in a minute, the Binance Futures API. Big, huge advantages from what I've seen yesterday in testing. On Binance, it's 3 times bigger than the spot market with Bitcoin and USDT, which is Tether. Also, you can trade up to 125 times leverage, so you're getting essentially more. It's going back basically to the glory days of Forex. Again, it's pretty impressive what you can get. You have 19 pairs, which are pretty high performing. And again, if you are really into this and want to learn more about it, just comment away. If you're on the Facebook page stream, QuantLabs.net, just type in the word free. Just type in free and you'll get yourself some free books. If you're not into that, you can always come to the QuantLabs.net for those trading books. I've already started really using one tool in there for the stocks that I've been using on the MotiveWave. Today, in a down day, I did get a profit. So I'm working out the kinks of a system that seems to be working. I'd say half of it's systematic or automated, and another half is just discretionary. Me just going over, watching the strategy, looking for the stocks that look to be winning in early day, early morning session. Also, if you want to learn more about this, I'm doing both Python for crypto. It's very lucrative. I've just been looking at my crypto in the last 6 months. Let me repeat this really slow, people understand. My crypto holdings have doubled, 2.25 times in the last 6 months. That's how big crypto has been for me on my Binance account. And again, if you want to learn more about that, just go over to quantlabs.net/DV to learn more about that. Okay. So that's how big it is. Now I'm going to go over to the report here I put up on my blog here. It's called at quantlabs.net/blog. Just look for this article by searching for it. Binance Crypto's Futures Market Info. I've been building off this a lot. This is really good. I mean, I thought the spot market was okay, but if you get the things right at 125 leverage, you have these coins to work with, all in Tether. Okay, and again, these are all kind of high performing because especially Link has been doing really good. So I'm really happy with that. So Binance has got a futures API for this, which is available. Where is it? Right up here. Right, this guy right here. And these are the repositories. So you get all the information here. So here you can get the SDK. There's a choice of either Java or Python. I just prefer Python. It's just way easier. So if you're even using maybe MotiveWave as in Java, you could kind of do it. Hopefully, Binance, I'm just sending out the articles over to MotiveWave, the guys, so they know this is really lucrative, and I think a lot of people sooner or later demand for it. So this is where the futures market's at in Binance. It's really powerful. So what I've got here is I've got this script that I've been working on, and it's in my elite section for all you elite folks. Let's see here. So this is my shop here at quantlabs.shop. Okay, I'm purposely doing this, and I don't care where the trolls or freeloaders. I don't run a charity, so I put a lot of time to get to this point. But it's in my elite section here, which is really, really cheap. Okay, and you could find that here, this guy right here. So this, what I'm about to show you, the source code, the debugging is now posted in here, okay? And that headline is here, how to dissect the Binance Futures order book, bid and ask in Python. That's what I'm going to show you right now. Obviously, there's a bit of manipulating in Python to get this done, but this is essentially what we're dealing with. So I'm able to get live right now with my secret token ID. This is one of the other things that really gets me with both Forex stock and these regulated crappy ways of doing trading. Okay, so for instance, you want to do US stocks, but you want to get a screener, you got to pay $100 a month for it. Well, I'm trying to cut that down to have one tool you can use, so I'm planning to do that. Here in crypto, you don't pay for any of this. It's all Python. It's all part of the exchange. Nothing hidden. You don't have to pay to play like on the CME. This is where it's good, okay? And Binance is pretty trustworthy, where I think a lot of institutional money is going both into BitMEX and Binance, because crypto is now becoming the safe haven. And there's the two bigger exchanges out there, Huobi and OKX, which I don't trust. And apparently the reports say the same thing. So anyways, this is what I want to show you is, so right now I'm going to run this script, the order book. I've given you the API link for that. So this is the Python. So here what it's doing is it's extracting all the live bids and asks here in, it's all embedded with a class, with a list, and another class, and it's a mess. But it can be done. So here what I want to show you is this is now in that elite article showing you how to, there's a piece of source code. I've shown you how to extract out the individual price and quantity, both on the bid and the ask side for that particular pair on Binance Futures, okay? So that's a big deal. There's other things you can do, which I'm looking at doing. We can grab the candlestick data. There's a funding rate that will be paid out to those that want to take on being a maker or a taker. The funding rate, liquidation orders. You can get the open interest on the futures market for particular pairs. The order book, I just showed you. Recent trades live on the exchange, and some other maybe useful stuff over the last 24 hours, the stats on that as well. So really good information, and the exchange here from Binance in the futures market. As I said, this was yesterday I did this. So what I did was I took the rough volume on the spot. So I took the Bitcoin USDT volume, 825 million in Tether, converted it into Bitcoin. So it's 81,000 Bitcoin of 24-hour volume. When you do that comparatively to the futures market of Bitcoin, you are probably, this is where I'm thinking, just close to three times the volume of spot Bitcoin and USDT. Which is pretty big, 81,000 BTC. But when you look at the futures of it, because everything's in Tether, USDT, you can see the volume's close to three times the volume. Okay, so I just wanted you to be aware of that. I am looking at it, but I'm able to extract everything out of the in this and be able to build out a matrix and then a bot to measure in real time or pretty close in real time where money is going and flowing in crypto in the futures market on all pairs listed here, which is 19. And Binance is always adding new pairs to this market. Plus, I want to also mention that's highlighted. These are perpetual contracts, meaning you can hold on to these contracts as long as you want. So there's no time frame where you need to unload these contracts. So you can unload them anytime you want. You can actually treat it kind of like a spot. As I said, there's 125 leverage here as well. So it's huge. What turned me on to this on a Quora post, I saw that somebody mentioned this, and I heard about the futures market, but I didn't think it'd be where it's at today, right now. And they said you could have $20 put at risk, and you can make back times 10, and you could scale it out. If you want to do $200, you can then scale it out and get $2,000 returns. So this is, if you get the calls right, this is an enormous opportunity that I'm looking at right now. Just ditching Forex, I'm still playing in the U.S. markets, stock market. You can make a little bit there, but here's where it's really, really exciting. As I said, this is like the glory days of Forex combined with the ability, with Forex, but with this perpetual, so you could physically hold on to the contracts as long as you want. So this is really, really exciting. That's all I can say. And I think with crypto now coming back, and as I've shown last week, how the crypto market, all the major pairs seem to have bottomed out and are on the rise. And it's been confirmed by other sources as well that are doing this full time. So I just wanted to put that out there for you. Very exciting to get in this. It didn't take me very long to actually develop this as well. All right, man, you have yourselves a good day, and we shall talk to you later. Bye.